Welcome to season two of our podcast. I'm Katie.
And I'm Natalie. Come along with us every week as we laugh, learn, and listen
to the stories that make up a mom's life. It is August, the last week of August, and we are completing our short summer series. Hopefully you have enjoyed listening to some shorter, more focused episodes throughout the month of August. Everyone's busy. And so we thought short episodes with great content that is you're in and out, right, Natalie?
Yes, 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 yes. And because half the this last month, I've been either getting ready for vacation or on vacation.
It's a great month to take a vacation. A lot of people do because people are going back to school and it's like, you got to fit it in, right?
Yes, that was our goal. Well, our goal also was to make sure our child was like 6 months before we left. So he was close.
Yeah. You have a little one and that's hard. So yeah, if you are wondering, our topic today is travel, getting away from your kids.
Getting away from your kids and reconnecting with your spouse, I would say, because it was just my husband and I. We didn't take the kids on this trip. We went to Punta Cana, which is a place that we actually had scheduled before COVID hit. 4 days before COVID hit, we were supposed to, or 4 days after COVID hit, we were supposed to leave.
And so this was a big trip for you guys. This is, you know, away from everybody. This was something that you had scheduled. And this was kind of your, after you lost your second baby, this was kind of like a, hey, let's do something big. We don't go to Punta Cana every week or every year or every, any, you've never, I mean, you've never been. It was just like a, let's really splurge. We're able to do this and we want to kind of get our minds right. Is that
right? Which is funny. Cause I think that, you know, the instant that we lost Samuel, I kept thinking, all right, where can we go? Where can we go? Like, what can we do? And we had booked that trip. We booked an Italy trip. I mean, cause it's just, you feel so voided that you kind of think that like, oh, travel's going to help fill that void, which is very interesting because I mean, we can talk about this just briefly, but because I don't think it does, obviously it doesn't, but
no.
You kind of cling to that whenever you have a big event in your life. Like I want a change. I want something different. And I think I did that for after I lost Samuel, and which is funny because once we finally were able to go on the trip, I was like, well, this was great and all, but it definitely doesn't fix it.
I think that, you know, they say even, you know, not comparing it to a loss of a child by any means, but you know, anything, you're going through a rough time in your life, or you need to get away from your job, or you and your spouse are having issues and it's like, let's get away. Yes. And what they say is you get there and you're like, oh shit, the problem didn't go anywhere. We're just at a different place now with a pretty view.
That's exactly. And you have more time to think about it, which is good in a way. I mean, good. I mean, especially if you're, I guess, going through a marriage issue or whatever, you can talk about it. But yeah, for us, it was very good that we had that time to just be away from distractions. We've recently had a baby, you know, our third. So in that 1 year of reprieve of not going, we got pregnant and had another baby. So we had lots going on. So it was very good to get away. But I got to tell you, my God, it's leaving is just so stressful. Coming back is so stressful.
Yeah.
But I was such a nervous wreck leaving, because especially when
it's hard.
A baby and you have routines and you're like, are people going to follow your routines? Who's watching your kids? Like my parents did. They watched both the kids all week and I was just a mess. Like the last 2 days leading up to it, I was crying. Like I sobbed. I was thinking about my will, thinking like if something happens to me, who takes the kids? Like it was ridiculous.
But I think it's normal. I mean, some people, and I think there we can identify. I mean, my sister has never left her kids and they are 20, almost 20 years. I mean, some people are like, I can't do it. I don't want to do it. And it's just, they're coming with me. And I mean, I think it's a real valid thing to sob. And I mean, we've updated wills. I know, I think my sister knows someone. I think it's someone in, like on her side of the family. If the mom and the dad go somewhere without the kids, they take two planes.
Oh, I've heard that too.
I'm like, you think about the morbidity of that and you're like, what on earth? But I get it. Like it's terrifying. And especially I've never gone out of the country without my kids. We have taken trips without them, smaller, you know, more weekend things. But it is scary because it's it's the fear of that unknown. But I mean, statistically, you're more likely to get in a car accident.
My husband kept telling me. So I was like, all right, you're right. But still, it's like, since we're going away together, you need to think about, okay, if something happens to both, they've just lost both parents. So you do kind of like, okay, what's going on here? Or who's going to, do we have everything in place? It's just,
and was it hard for you having, cause your son is 6 months now. Like some people are like, no way, I could never do it within the first year, first 2 years, first 5 years, whatever. Was it easier for you because he's little or harder for you because he's little?
Yeah. That's kind of funny. I think it's easier to leave a baby.
Yeah.
And now it's harder in terms of the childcare. So it's harder on the people watching the child, I think. So it was harder on my parents when we did this. However, I think it's easier on the parents because they don't remember.
Yeah. Really, you mean easier on the kid. Yeah.
It's easier on the kids. Yeah. Sorry. But yeah, they don't remember. So like, you know, in comparison, like my 4 year old who's wanting to call me all the time. Yeah. And there's the 6 month old for this is where we are in the mom's life.
So while you were there, did you FaceTime or call a lot, or did you find that that was harder on either one of you to do that?
So it's funny. I didn't really know how Emma was going to be with that because she's four. So I told her up front, I said, if you ever miss mommy and daddy, you just tell, you know, Gaga and Papa to FaceTime us. And so we talked twice a day, I think, via FaceTime, which was so nice, which is also another good thing about living in today's world is that you have that capability, you know, to see everybody. So it doesn't feel as bad. But I did have a mom tell me, she's like, just be careful, cause sometimes that can make it worse seeing you every day.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. I took a trip again, like we don't take much now at all, but when we only had two, and instead of three, and we were, the kids were younger and we were just able to find a way. I made like a, paper construction links, you know, like you make at Christmas where you like, it's like a countdown to whatever. And then I had a little poem and little gifts, and we were only gone like 5 or 6 days, but it felt like a really long time because I think our kids were 2 and 3. And every day they would go into the living room and they would cut a little link off and read a little poem that I wrote that was like, you know, 3 more sleeps until mommy and daddy are back. That doesn't rhyme. So that was totally not the poem, but regardless. And they'd get a little like book that they could read at night or whatever. And you know, I got home and my mom was like, I said, you know, how'd it go? And she was like, it was great. Can you never for the rest of your life do the construction links? And I was like, oh shoot, why? I'm like, was it hard or something? Like extra. She's like, no, the kids were just going about their day. Everything was great. And then we'd have to do the link and cut the thing. And Calvin would sob uncontrollably because it reminded him that you're still not here and you're not coming home for 4 more days. And I'm like thinking, you know, I overthought it, which
yes, we all do.
Yeah, I like overthought the crap out of it. And I'm like, no, this will be like really great. Like, oh, well, there's only, and she's like, yeah, it wasn't, oh, there's only 3 more links. It's like, holy shit, my mom's not coming home until I cut this dumbass thing 3 more times. yeah, she goes, they're living their lives and we're distracting them. She's like, don't remind them that you're gone. So yeah, I agree. FaceTime and construction links and gifts and all postcards, probably even, it can be a little sentimental for kids. And they're like,
It reminds them that we're gone. I know. I left like a sweatshirt too, that she could like sleep with, which actually worked pretty well. Cause she like wore it around every day.
So that's cute.
And that was just a way that she had it, but it also depends on the kid. So I guess you'll really have to know your own kid to be like, what would work best for them? and their age. Cause there's some ages that are really like 2 and 3 are really tough for that. Cause they have that. Yeah. Attachment
it was anxiety. It was probably the wrong time for us and definitely the wrong time for construction links. Don't do that.
Good advice.
Yeah. What we really wanted to talk to listeners about today is, you know, have you traveled within that first year or first 5 years of the kid's life? What was it like for you? Was it hard? And then what you were saying is like how important and how more connected you felt to your spouse after or while being there and then after getting back, because it was something that, you know, not everybody can take a faraway trip or doesn't have the means or the resources or the childcare. But if you do, or you can cut back in a different area to be able to do it, you would recommend it.
Oh, yes. I think so. I mean, I think especially because like it was a lot of anxiety those first couple days, but then once I got there, I was like, I needed this. Like mm-hmm. you need to be you again. We talked about this too, but you know, to be able to dress up in a dress that's not going to get spit up on it, you know, to be able to have a conversation uninterrupted by a 4-year-old asking the same question 500 times. Like yeah. there's just things that are very, very essential to reconnecting with your spouse and whether you do it in a foreign country or not, as long as you're getting that time, I think it is really important to yeah. have, because we also just were able to talk about things that we hadn't talked about, you know, like raising our kids, like things like, hey, this is really important to me. And I just really haven't been able to talk about that yet. And, you know, that kind of thing. Cause it's,
yeah,
it gave us a sense of not being confined to our house too. So then you're not thinking, I have to do the laundry. I don't have time to sit here and talk right now, you know?
Oh yeah.
Like we had no other time to do, you know, we just sat and talked.
And sometimes I feel like when you get away with your spouse, you learn something new about that person. Did that happen for you? Cause you guys are somewhat newer into your marriage and kind of learning more about each other. Did you find that happened for you guys?
Yes. I think I learn something about them every time we go on a trip, more or less, you know, and especially since it's changing. Cause I do think that we as people change a little bit as we get older and have kids. And so I think yeah. you have to like relearn them in a way. I mean, not they're always going to be the same core person, but I've changed since I've, you know, had 3 kids. And so yeah. I think this time is very important for that too, to kind of relearn who someone is. And then you use that information to make your marriage and parenting better.
Do you feel coming back recharged, or do you feel like, okay, I vacated for a week, I'm back to the same stuff?
I feel recharged. Yes, I think I feel recharged, but it's also, you come back and you're just like, okay, now you fall right back into the thing. Mm-hmm. My sitter's gone this week, which is like awful timing. So then it's like, you get double whammy because you're trying to clean a house that is not clean to your standards, you know, like get your kids back on a routine because of course, grandma and grandpa don't keep them on a routine. And, you know, so it's all funny like that. Yeah. I don't know. Do you guys, you don't go on many vacations, like long ones, but you do like little stints, right?
Yeah. And I think it's great to talk about that too, because some people, you know, I had a friend of mine, I could not believe it. She was like 26. She was telling me how her and her husband and the kids were going to Florida, you know, for 5 days or something. And did I have any recommendations? And, you know, I was like, well, you know, Florida's big, where are you headed? I can't remember what she said. And she said, I'm excited. It's my first time. And I said, oh, your first time to Florida. You'll love it. You know, she said, no, it's my first vacation. And I said, what? And she said, I've never taken a vacation before. And I said, you mean like you've never taken time off work? Or she said, as a person, I have never taken a vacation in my entire life.
Oh my gosh.
She was like 26 or at the time, or maybe a little older. And I was like, but what about, you mean like as with your family? She's like, no, I come from a really rough background. My parents weren't split up. I lived with a single mom who was always off doing her own thing. She never took us on vacation. I never had enough money. And this is the first, she's like, I don't know how else to tell you. Like, this is the first vacation I will ever take in my entire life. I've never left the state. I barely left the city. And I was just like, you know, things you take for right. I was always taken on a family vacation as a child. And it was like things you take for granted. But so, yeah, I think there are people that never travel or don't want to leave their kids.
Or just can't. Yeah.
Can't. Yeah. You know, my family's kind of all over the country. Both of our parents, my husband set and my set are getting older. My dad doesn't live here at all. So our, watching the kids is limited to, you know, older parents we have an active 4-year-old. We have a 10-year-old that has to be everywhere and a 12-year-old that has to be at his stuff. And it's like, that's a lot, you know, to ask.
That is people, so much. Yes.
Yeah. People in their 70s, mid 70s to drive all over town and unbuckle and buckle out of a seat, you know, the car seat and all the stuff. So we take some trips, but we can't take a lot. And I think we realized this year alone, like, I don't know that I want to go far because of parents' health stuff. And B, I don't think we could ever leave the country because I don't know who would do it. I don't, and without them, you know, leave the, or go very far. But all that to say, we did do it. And I think maybe that is my tip for anybody listening that does have a really great support system. And it's probably your tip too. If you have it, if you have a support system, parents, even, you know, younger grandparents, like your own grandmother or your parents or a sister or a, you know, somebody, a cousin that could take them. If you can do it, try, you know, if you have the means or if you're able to cut back in a different area, because we did do it a little bit more when we were younger and our parents were younger. And I do think I'm totally with you. Like it changes the shape of you a little bit of your, relationship, meaning you're away and you kind of get this sense of like, oh, that's who you were before you were daddy. And that's who I was before I was mommy, because
like it comes back.
Yeah. They're not there. And like you said, you can kind of dress up or you can, you know, go out to dinner or sit on the beach all day without sand in someone's eyes and sunscreen running down. So my tip is if you can do it, you have the means, you can afford it, and you have a network of people, go anywhere, even for a weekend, if that's all you can do for a night.
That's the thing. Just go for even a night or a weekend to get that kind of feeling again, you know, to get away, even if it's a date night, for goodness sakes.
I think that helps. It's important. And we've not been great at date nights. And I think that's something that would help our marriage. You know, maybe, you know, if I'm feeling it and you're probably feeling it too, because really no one's ever watched your kids except for your sitter or your parents or your husband's parents. There's a trust level there when you are, you know, even down the road, there's a trust of, you know, you don't want to put anybody out. You know, I think that's a big one for me. I don't want to put my mom out. I can't ask a friend who has three kids, hey, you want three more kids for a week? I mean, that's too much, you know. But there's also a trust of like, can the teenager down the street handle it? Are they CPR trained? Can they help my kid if they're choking? I mean, I think there's a trust level that like you only have with your core people, whether that's your cousin or, you know, your stepbrother or your parents. And absolutely. I think that has a lot to do with people. And as I've gotten older, I do think too, like the more kids you have, two things happen. One, you want to get the hell away more. And two, it's just way harder. I mean, it's something about that third kid that it just sets it into overdrive. And people might be like, well, your kids are 10 and 12. Can't they kind of like do their own thing? Well, sure. They can get their own snack and take their own shower and go to the bathroom alone. But it's the other stuff. It's the questions they have and they're bored and they want to be taken to sitting at home with grandma for a week. Not fun for a 10-year-old.
I totally remember that happening though, when I was about 10.
Yeah. Right.
My grandparents would come in and I was like, oh gosh, we have a whole week of this.
A whole week. Right. And like, I think like, oh, my parents are cool. And Scott's parents are cool. Like this will be, but they're bored. They're not at their own house or, you know, if they're staying at grandma. So I don't know. I think that's my thing. Like, we have loved and been really fortunate to be able to get away in the earlier parts. And I'm kind of with you, like leaving a baby is impossible, but if you can do it, it is. The baby doesn't remember. They're excited to see any smiling face. You know,
nursing, they're not crying when you're leaving.
Nursing a baby makes it a lot harder. Oh, so like I nursed Lucia forever. So like I couldn't go anywhere for the first 2 years of her life. But
and that was a big reason why I stopped nursing a little bit earlier, because we had this trip planned. And again, that goes back. If it would have been any trip, we wouldn't have done it. But it was a big one for us that we needed this because after Samuel.
Yeah. And yours was canceled like so many others in 2020, you know, it was kind of like you needed to, I think, you know, you set your own timelines, you set your own goals and you set your own, you know, if baby's healthy, then you do what works for you. Right.
Yes. Hey, we did talk a little bit about taking kids on trips. You know, obviously it's a trip. We talked a lot about podcasts. It's a different kind of trip when you have kids involved. But for those people who, you know, don't want to leave their kids or can't, the other option is to go to one of these places that have like these the kids club things and that they can watch your kids. Like Disney cruises, I heard are amazing.
I have heard that. We've never done sitters
that can watch your kid for half for dinner or for half the day. It's amazing.
I was wondering about that. You know, I feel like some of these places do, and you know, money is, of course, if you can't afford it, then it'll fall on deaf ears, which we understand, but especially during these times, which are hard and people don't have a lot of means right now. But if you can, some of these resorts are offering deals where, you know, you go and the kids get to go to a place where they are monitored and taken care of. And then you don't have to leave your kids. You get to bring everybody, you know, again, if you can afford it, but maybe that's an idea. I know another friend who has their kids, create, you don't get to go anywhere, but they kind of like, hey, you guys are in charge of mom and dad's date night tonight. And they make like the meal. I mean, obviously your kids have to be older, but they kind of make the meal and choose the movie and basically like take the younger kids and go away and kind of make a, hey, it's date night. And I think if you involve your kids and say, this is important for mom and dad, can you help us? So maybe that's an idea for people that can't leave,
I love that idea. Well, and also instills in kids, which I also think is an important part of this, that your relationship with their father or mother, whoever is listening, is important and that it's valued. And, you know, it's like, we still value this and make that a priority.
They always say like every book, I remember, I think I probably said this on the podcast, we were reading a parenting book right after our first baby was born. And chapter one was the relationship with your child's mother or father is number one. Like, don't read anything else. It doesn't matter. Like, you cannot get your baby to sleep. You can't do any of this stuff if there's turmoil. And I hadn't read the book yet. And I was like, the baby's not sleeping. And I mean, it was like 2 weeks into the journey. And my husband would just look at me and go, read chapter one. And I'm like, can you get out of my face? I don't care about you. I've got this screaming ass baby. Like, I was a mess. And he would just read chapter one. But he was so right. Because if the two of you are on the same wavelength, there's less stress. And it's like, you're showing the child like, hey, you don't always come first. Like, the relationship can come first, you know?
Exactly. And I think it's important to have that conversation about how you parent. Like, hey, are we all on the same page with this? Like, are we going to do this the same? What do you think about screen time? What about this? Like, what should we do different? And what's important to you, you know, in value wise? Like, that's all stuff that it's hard to have those conversations at home when you have kids running around and asking you a million things.
You can't. And let's not let the other part of this conversation, the fun part of this conversation, get away. Where are you having sex when your kids are everywhere? I mean, you have a basement, so maybe I'll go down there. I don't know. I don't have a basement. I don't have an upstairs. Girlfriend lives in a ranch. And
point. You need this vacation because you can walk around naked. You can do whatever you want to do inside that room.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we should have led with this part. I mean, like, what do you, there's nowhere to go. I mean, if somebody I was following on Instagram, she's like, we do it in closets, like real quick. That's where my husband and I have sex. It's real fast. It's like, hey, we'll pop in this closet. And that's
much forethought or sexy time there.
No. And it's like, it's just funny. Like, it is true to be like connected in all ways. I mean, we live in a ranch. Our door, I mean, every door is like connected to the next. Like, you're not getting away at all. So if you want another kid, you also need to take a vacation because you're not going to have it in your
house. That's what everyone says, is a lot of times it's conceived on vacation because you just have more time.
You do.
More time to talk, more time for fun, more time for a lot of different things.
That's right. So if you can take a vacay, a weekend, a night, or a week, if you can, if you cannot, find some ways to incorporate something to kind of bring those talking points back to each other so you can get back on track. If you can.
If you can. Exactly. Even if it's just a night. But yes. Yeah. And then let's do another episode on how to recollect yourself after you come back from said trip.
the bringing back into the reality is the worst part of vacation. I've always said that I should hire someone to spend the night at my house on my first day back so that they can, like, I can kind of like ease in, like dip my toe in the water of being back.
Gosh, that would be so much easier than to be like, okay, getting up at 5 a.m. again, let's go.
Yeah, because the grandparents or whoever's watching your kid, they're like, oh, and you're kind of like telling them about their trip. They're like, that's so great. We're leaving.
That's exactly what my parents did. That's so funny you said
that. They're done.
The minute we got home, first off, we almost missed our flight back. the storm, tropical storm. And they're like, oh my gosh, please don't. Like, just like, please don't.
Just come home.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's but then it. Once they left, we were like, when did he go last eat? Like when
you left us. Yeah. With these kids.
But also they loved it. They did love the time. And I think they've all got closer with their grandparents too, which is also a plus.
I think that's very important. Yes.
But yeah, now I get a, deal with the, they didn't put the baby down all week kind of aftermath. But,
which is why you're holding one right now. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Tell us what you thought of our short summer series. You can leave us a review on any listening app. Apple Podcasts has a bunch of places to leave a review. We would love to know what you think as we ponder topics for next month.
Yes. And we have a great episode for you next week. Tune in. Another mom shares her really, really eye-opening and awesome story with us. So we're going to get back to some other mom stories in the next couple of weeks as well.
Yes, we will be back with a brand new episode next Wednesday and every Wednesday. Thanks for listening.